since 1988.
Well, it's in the books, and 8 votes separated Rick and Mitt. How about that? On top, Mitt Romney in the Iowa caucuses, like I said, by 8 votes to Rick Santorum, 25% of that vote. Right behind him at 22%, Ron Paul, and after that, Newt Gingrich, and down the line. So a big night for Rick Santorum. Mitt Romney, I think, expected that he would be there. Santorum was hoping he would be there and really did a lot of work for an entire year, digging it out, visiting 99 counties in Iowa. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And this is where we begin with the Republicans starting their run for the White House. On the other hand, Michelle Bachmann had a hard time getting 5-6% of the vote, if you will. And the same thing with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. Both are assessing, you know, how much longer they stay in the race, supposedly. Now, Michelle Bachmann doesn't hint of that, but her campaign people do. Rick Perry is a little more blunt.
Have my back tonight at the caucus, and I will have your back for the next 4 years in Washington, D.C.
I believe that I am that true conservative who can and who will defeat Barack Obama in 2012. Just be prepared. The pundits and the press will again try and pick the nominee based on tonight's results. But there are many more chapters to be written on the path to our party's nomination. The people of Iowa have spoken, and they have written the very first chapter in this long journey to take our country back from Barack Obama. And make no mistake, we will.
Yeah, interesting, and it is a very long road. She's absolutely right on that. I don't think anyone at this point should dump out if they think they have even a wing and a prayer of getting somewhere close to that nomination, or if the desire is to run on the undercard, because maybe of all the candidates that are on the stage, I call it the stage because there's been so many debates, perhaps one of them ends up being that vice president. Maybe not, too. Maybe that doesn't happen. You know, you think of Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Remember, Joe Biden, forever and a day, was running for president, so he stood on the same stage as Barack Obama, ended up on the undercard. It's not unusual for that to happen, certainly. So this is just the beginning. After Iowa, the move is on, the push is on, to the first primary, which, of course, is being held in New Hampshire. After that, South Carolina. There'll be a couple of debates in New Hampshire televised, a first on Saturday on ABC, and then on Sunday on NBC. And we'll see who says what and how they're picked apart now that there's actually some numbers. There were certainly things that you could look at and look at the choices that some of the caucus goers made. Remember, it's about the delegates, too. As was pointed out to me several times, you know, it's different from primaries where you have open primaries and closed primaries and straight voting. And here in the caucus, and there are more caucuses to come, too, by the way, but in Iowa, you have it's an incredible process that starts at 7 o'clock Central Time when they do these things. That's when it happened. And it involves interviews with 1,737 caucus goers. That's what they do at these, you know, various sites where it could be a library, it could be a church, all across the state of Iowa. So they're involved in the process, let's say. They're involved in the voting process, and then ultimately the delegates. That's what they're lining up for, the delegates. So what was very clear in this is that the independents that are now out there trying to figure out where they're going, about half of the independents favored Ron Paul, and they consider themselves those that consider themselves Republicans, more Republicans of the independents, when for Romney and Santorum is pretty much even Steven there. The Tea Party's playing a part in the election. Tea Party backers, because I love when they do these exit polls. The Tea Party backers made up about two-thirds of the Iowa caucus goers. They gave Santorum that advantage. 1 in 10 voters who opposed the Tea Party went for Romney. And, of course, the youngest voters, this is interesting, backed the oldest guy in the race, Ron Paul, who's 76 years old. And a lot of them were at their first caucus ever, ever. And also interesting, and something we might see a little bit of in New Hampshire, despite all the polls, is about half of the Iowa caucus goers said they made up their minds in the last few days, and a third of them decided to back Santorum. Romney was second in that group with about a quarter. So all the campaign people will take this information, crunch it, and try to move forward with that as they head through the rest of the primary season. This is just the beginning. Ultimately, it's that same question we've been asking ourselves. Who is it that you want to be president of the United States? Some of you might be listening to me and say, well, you know what? If I got to choose between all those candidates you just mentioned, I think I'm going to stick with the guy that's there now. Others are like, oh, anybody but Obama. And let's see if somebody really mirrors more how I think we should do things versus what's happening now in Washington. And the frustration absolutely is there among this population in the United States, no matter how old you are. If you're on the young side or if you're on the older side, somewhere in between age-wise and the economics of whatever your situation is, I think people are still feeling frustrated whether or not we're seeing a little bit of a turn in some of the job possibilities, which I don't know that that's true, because I think people are underemployed, and many of you have called this show to talk about it. So it was a night for Santorum, it was a night for Romney, and it was a historic contest in Iowa. Closest caucus race ever, meaning even with the Democrats or the Republicans. How about that? That close. It was too close to call until just recently. So that just goes to show you, especially as I mentioned, with the people who hadn't made their mind up until the last couple of days in what direction they were going to go. So if you wanted to break up the actual vote, I'll give you the numbers because it's kind of interesting for the top four. For Mitt Romney, 30,015. For Rick Santorum, 30,007. For Ron Paul, 26,219. For Newt Gingrich, 16,251. If this were an election in your local area, they'd be saying they wanted a recount. They wanted a runoff or something because it's that tight. But in a caucus, certainly that's not the case. There's no recounting anything. It is what it is, and it's about ultimately the delegates. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, a couple of interesting notes from Washington having nothing to do with the election. If you want to slip in a call, 800-259-5791 on the Prez on Iraq. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. And tell them Jason sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
To the audience, and Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how have you been?
Happy New Year, Kate.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay. I was just talking with our friend there in the Minnesota area, asking how his fantasy football routine went, and he gave me the bad news, and I told him, oh, Chuck, it'd be darn. I was hoping you'd get that convertible Ferrari. I was planning on riding with you through the night air of Minnesota with all them gorgeous blondes hanging off of us. And he said, yeah, I know, Dan. And I said, well, maybe next year. So that's what we're going to shoot for. Now, to get down to business here, I believe our boy Rick Perry's got aspirations to come back to Texas and run for Kay Bailey Hutchinson's Senate seat.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, you and I think alike.
Yeah.
I think that whole, I think that whole experimental routine for Prez was just to get him some name recognition. And well, yes, I was a presidential candidate. I was a governor, 3-time elected governor. Blah 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 blah. I know all the right people. Blah 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 blah. And that'll be the way he goes. To it's going to disappoint a whole lot of people that had their hopes set on getting her seat, but. There's enough dumb Texans that'll elect this clown one more time.
I agree.
He can stammer his way through.
I think so, too. He charms them. That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he's got a lot of good backers, you know.
Yep, boy, he does.
There's some boys here in Texas with a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah. You know? And he's got them, yep.
Well, how's things going with you?
Good. It's a new year, and there's a lot of exciting things happening. We're doing the show from New Hampshire and then D.C. the next week.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be tuning in as usual.
Awesome.
And I was just, wanting to touch base with you, let you know that I haven't forgotten you.
Sweet. Well, we're glad to hear from you. You keep hanging loose out there, okay?
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. All right, let's move to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, Kate? How you been?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, hon. Hey, I gotta think about this a little bit, but Rick Santorum, seems like he's the most conservative out of what's left, as far as possibilities go. And I think when Michelle Bachmann drops out, when Rick Perry drops out, he is gonna get all of their supporters. If Gingrich drops out, I think he might split 50-50, with Mitt Romney as far as, his supporters go. So I think Rick Santorum really has a really good chance of beating Nitt head-to-head. So,
well, you know what? It's true. I didn't even think, you know, you're moving one space ahead. You're right. Who's going to, if they do drop out eventually, I don't think they drop out right away, but if they do drop out eventually, although Rick Perry, just like Dan said, he probably goes for that Senate seat and realizes he's not going to get that presidential nod for the Republicans. So, boom, you're right. Whoever's on Team Rick would easily slide to Santorum. That makes sense. And same thing could be for Bachmann, because she'll eventually hang it up whenever it is. If it's not in the next couple of weeks, I think eventually she does.
Yeah, if she would have jumped ship already, Rick Santorum would have won Iowa.
Yeah. 8 votes.
Hey, I heard you talking to Sal yesterday about that butter crisis.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is there a loophole where you can send him some I can't believe it's not butter?
Thanks, so I can have my buddy arrested, or I can get arrested, or who knows what happens.
Hey, I've been on vacation for a couple weeks, so we get any winners yet on the pick'ems?
No winners. You know, it's interesting. The Giants and the Cowboys was the game, the last nail, the score game, which was the Sunday night game. And, of course, the Giants beat the Cowboys 31-14. We did have, a couple people that came a little close, but not enough to nail the score. That's the key, as you know. And they didn't, they didn't do it. We had Mike in Illinois who had the G-Men 35-14.
Oh, geez.
I know. Isn't that a bummer?
Well, good luck to everybody, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, we're doing another Nail the Score. I'm glad you asked that. We're doing another Nail the Score for the playoffs, so don't forget about that, Jay. That'll come up on our third hour Friday morning. We will do playoffs for fun, okay?
All right, Kate.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye, and we got some good stuff to give away, too, that we added to the pot. All right, earlier in the day, I had a chance to catch up with Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News about something that might have slipped off the radar for some people. What's interesting is the Obama administration, the lawyers for Obama, have concluded that the president has the legal right or authority, I guess a better way to say it, to name Richard Cordray head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Remember, this has been a sticking point because the Republicans didn't want him, and he can do it through a recess appointment. How about that? There was a little deal in the Wall Street Journal about it. The Democrats and Obama say that he says he has the right to do it, so they're going to do it, and it could happen probably later in the day while he's in Ohio to give a speech on the economy, because then he can say, oh, Cordray's my guy, and we're going to make big changes, and he's the one who's going to turn things around and protect consumers, and whatever he says, you know, it doesn't matter. Republicans say the way the new agency is designed makes it too powerful and way too free of any kind of oversight. It would be a disaster. So how about that? And I asked Victoria about Richard Cordray and really what that all means, what happens, how can he have this recess appointment, you know, whoever it is that he wants, and I guess he can, and, you know, do the Republicans have any kind of recourse? What can they do?
The White House attorneys have concluded, according to the Wall Street Journal, that they have the legal authority to make a recess appointment despite Republican efforts to block the move, according to Democrats. Now, administration officials say that they reserve the option to install Richard Cordray and that they could do it Wednesday when President Obama goes to Mr. Cordray's home state of Ohio to talk about the economy. He'll be at Shaker Heights High School outside Cleveland. And it's considered that it's quite likely that he will talk about it at that time. Now, it has long been considered that he would not do it and could not do it because they've been keeping the Senate and the House in session with these, every 3 days. Mm. But nevertheless, apparently the White House has concluded that it could make the appointment even if the Senate has not formally recessed. They've decided no one can stop them, said one Democrat familiar with White House thinking.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is the president says he wants to work with Congress. They just had this Band-Aid deal over the extended payroll tax cut, and this certainly would stick in the craw of the Republicans if he jams Cordray down their throats. So which is it? I'm working with Congress, I'm not working with Congress, whatever, any kind of goodwill that might be there is definitely going to be killed over this. So we're right back to the same thing. And wow, the Department of Justice is just, they do what they choose. They take whatever road they want to take. It's interesting that the lawyers say, yeah, they can do this recess appointment. Then probably that would be the thing to do when everybody goes fishing. Ooh, everyone's gone fishing. Let me just see. You didn't like Cordray. You don't like the idea of this process or even having this bureau. So because it might have too much power, then we'll just go ahead and do it anyway. Wow. I think that's very surprising. Surprising at this time to do it then after everything that happened with yet the other Band-Aid of extending the unemployment benefits, that whole thing. I'm very, very surprised that the president would opt for that. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, remember, I've been remiss in mentioning this to all of you, please send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If you go to the website, too, check out, click on Facebook, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of good stuff. A lot of times I'll add questions and whatnot to my Facebook. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Lots of momentum for Rick Santorum. He has to feel good about all the time that he spent in Iowa, neck and neck with Mitt Romney. I mean, it's just down to the handful of votes that are left. It looks like Romney ekes it out, but it's pretty much a dead heap. But okay, so let's call it Santorum and then Romney and then Ron Paul after that and Newt Gingrich. We're talking about the Iowa caucus. Up next, of course, is in the primaries, New Hampshire. We're broadcasting live from there. The next debate, by the way, will be on Saturday night. It's on ABC. Because, you know, these debates have been like the reality television for so many people. They have gotten huge ratings. And that one is in Manchester, New Hampshire. Then there's another debate, and NBC is putting that on, or at least one of the sponsors, NBC, Facebook, and the Union Leader. And that one is also, these are Eastern times, 9 o'clock Eastern, and that's in Concord, New Hampshire. And, then, of course, after that, the move is on to South Carolina. So game on for the Republicans as the Democrats watch to see what happens and ultimately their convention, you know, that's the, will be the big rallying thing. There'll be the presidential debates and whatnot. Their convention is in Charlotte, North Carolina in September. And for the Republicans, of course, their, convention will be in August, the tail end of August. It's in Tampa, Florida, August 27th through the 30th that week. By then, obviously, somebody is the guy or the woman. I'm assuming it's going to be one of the men. And at this point, it's very early going. Mitt Romney was the odds-on favorite all the way through this, but it doesn't mean he snags it. Could there be some surprises along the way? And I also asked the question, as the Democrats are watching this, do the Democrats still feel pretty confident that they've got the edge with the incumbent in the White House? I said this before, the thing with the Obama folks, if we're just handicapping it, I mean, take yourself out of your suit of I'm a conservative or I'm a liberal or I'm an independent or I'm a rational progressive or whatever you are, and just look at it, and you always have an edge if you're the incumbent. It's like the old days in football where you had the dynasties. The Cowboys had a certain edge, or the Steelers had a certain edge, or the Green Bay Packers had an edge. In fact, the Packers may have an edge this season after winning the trophy finally again with Aaron Rodgers this time to get back and win the Lombardi Trophy again and claim the title in the NFL as world champs. So in looking at this and handicapping it, you know, what's going to ultimately, if you're the Obama people, if the economy gets worse, if houses, more foreclosures, more problems, all that sort of stuff, I think so much of this rests, so much of what happens with Obama rests on the economy. And clearly, who is going to be the opponent? The theory is anybody but Obama is the underlying current with the Republicans, but is that really going to float the boat of people who are independent out there, make them row to the right instead of to the left? That's the thing to pay attention to. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Hey, you remember about 3 months ago I told you Rick Santorum was going to win it all?
Santorum, yeah.
Yeah.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really need no polls.
Except for where's he getting the money? Remember, you still have to have the money. That's key for anyone who's running. That's why the Clintons, the Bushes, if you look at the Democrats, the Obama had so much money that was raised for him. In this country, you cannot be poor and get elected. Santorum, it's not that he's completely poor. It's that he doesn't have a lot of money to run on from the big backers, and you got to get that PAC money. Otherwise, how do you run? You can't run on a wing and a prayer. Eventually, you run out of that cash, and you can't compete.
Well, they might start gravitating towards him, you know, start giving more money to him because he looks like about the only sensible candidate. He don't have all that baggage like the rest of them got. So.
Well, that you're right. If he starts to get more money, if the Republican Party gets behind him, if more influential people do that, then that would, you're right, that would help him, obviously, so we'll see. That, you know, John McCain was out of cash for a while when he was running for president. It didn't look like he was looking real good, and then he whipped things around. So
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he gets enough backers. He has gotten more money, obviously, in the last couple of days, but that's because of what's happened in Iowa and what the buildup to Iowa was. But does that carry on, or does he end up like Huckabee?
Well, I think Newt gets done hammering Mitt Romney in New Hampshire. I think it's going to be Santorum be last one standing. So
Santorum's going to be the last one standing?
Yep. Because Newt's going to go after Romney. He's going to take the gloves off. And then I think Rick's going to be standing back and let them two go at it, and he just pick up the pieces. And I think most people will start paying more attention to him if he wins just tonight, which looks like he's going to, so.
Yeah.
He might target people coming to him.
Well, they're going to peel back the layers of Santorum, and you're right. There's not a lot to peel back necessarily, at least not as far as certainly not with personal life. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no skeletons out of the closet there. And
nope.
He definitely has towed the line. I've dug back in his past, of course, being from Pennsylvania, and there's nothing. I mean, he sticks to what he says, the whole conservative values. There's no question. He hasn't really veered off that. So, and he was a senator, so he knows how the process works. You could be right. I got a friend in New Hampshire that told me the same thing almost the same day you said that on the air, that Rick Santorum is the person to really look at.
Yeah, he's mostly under. But.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're still going to have trouble trying to beat Obama because I think the economy's starting to pick up. I was down in Biloxi last week, or a week down there in Mississippi, and I didn't see no recession down there. You know, they built two new restaurants where I stay at, close by, and they they's all full. Every restaurant I went to different ones. The casinos, there's a lot of people in them every night.
Beau Rivage. Were you in the Beau Rivage?
No, I didn't make that one.
You were in the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they's full. I mean, a lot more people than I thought they'd be in there during the week. But they've done all good. All of them's done good. I didn't get a station down there.
Well, that's the question. The economy. I think really whatever happens with the economy is the key for the Democrats. It's the key for Obama. Because people, I think, look in their wallets. What's in your wallet? If it's nothing and you're struggling and there seems to be nothing but despair, that helps whoever else is out there. We'll see. We'll see where we're at.
I didn't see nothing down there because there's a lot of people from Florida and Alabama down there, and, you know, they's on vacation too. So I think things are starting to turn around. The stock market went through the roof today. So.
Well, it did go through the roof, absolutely. But you know how the stock market is. Talk about gambling. You're standing at the craps table, Rick, and you just don't know what's going to happen day to day. What's happening with the Eurozone? What's going on in Iran? Any hint of negative news, and that thing flips over faster than you can say boo.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Hi.
But I think everything's going to start getting a little better now. People start getting out more and spending a little more money, and they're not scared anymore. Things are starting to get a little better, too, so.
All right, we'll see if other people agree with you, Rick. Thanks for the call. Is Rick right? He paints a rosy picture. Is it all optimistic? Are we in the land of optimism now in the United States of America, or do we still see that people are being squeezed? I don't know that I agree with Rick. I mean, I'm a glasses half full person, and you got to smash the glass over my head to tell me that we don't live in the greatest country in the face of the earth and there still isn't a possibility of grabbing the brass ring. But the little bit of the realistic side of me that you dig for, I'll tell you, I don't know. I've talked to plenty of people who are feeling it from all different walks of life. I gave the example on a previous show that I noticed the people that were looking for side work to do anything, whatever, mow lawns, rake up leaves or whatever, that all of a sudden in my neighborhood, we were being bombarded by people who were just driving around, just looking for, you know, putting out flyers that they have a yard business or whatever. So much so, it was almost like litter. It's crazy. And it's because they're trying to get work. They're trying to get that pickup work because people aren't doing, it's like dentists. Dentists are on like speed dial. They've got their assistants dialing up everyone. Because why? When things are tight, are you paying for dentist work? Are you paying for dentistry? And the answer is no, because usually the coverage, unless you have really good coverage, you don't have great, you get like a yearly checkup. But if you have fillings or you have a root canal or some other crazy thing, it costs you out of your pocket. So people skip the dentist. In fact, remember we had somebody on the show, we had a dentist on the show in December saying that the appointments were through the roof, and the reason why is because the people that did have coverage were trying to use it all up in December because that was it, heading into a new year. So it was wall-to-wall people in the waiting room, and before it was like a ghost town. So to me that doesn't point to the fact that things have turned around and you see the prices at the grocery store and what happens with gasoline. It comes down to what's going to happen in the summer, too, because really what's in front of our faces, what happens in the summer, what happens as you get closer to the election is really going to matter. Ask the Republicans about that. Remember, banks too big to fail, a killer. I'm sure John McCain just screamed into a pillow when all that happened because that, whether he really had a great chance or not, it was blown when the banks too big to fail happened, the big bailout that infuriated so many people. Stay with us as we race to the finish line.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Percent of the Iowa caucus precincts reporting. Remember, this thing started at 7 o'clock Central Time. Hey, folks, Kate Delaney, we're right there watching the whole thing. It's Ron Paul taking third, Newt Gingrich four. The two top dogs, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, actually just slightly ahead of Romney, who's the establishment guy. And what does it mean for anyone who is the bottom of the pack, Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry? They're both saying, or their campaigns are saying, they're taking a look at the future. But it seems odd that they would drop out at this point, that Rick Perry goes on to South Carolina and Michelle Bachmann joins the rest of the gang in New Hampshire, because it's still too early at this point to say, I give. Give me the white flag. So we've been talking a lot about the politics of the day, because we've got results, we've got the real stuff, the meat, and ultimately who emerges. I gave you some dates talking about the next debates that are coming up, and of course the primaries, and then the national convention, and what does that mean, and what happens with the Democrats who already know. You know, there was this crazy claim that Hillary Clinton was going to run, and there were calls being made, and there was a website that was put up saying, you know, Clinton in 2012, but there's absolutely no truth to that. So the latest tally that we have, which is really, it's really a photo finish, but if I were Rick Santorum, I would be psyched. 29,944, Mitt Romney, 29,926. So now with insults flying and a declaration of game on and ready or not, here we come, the stage is set for New Hampshire. Are we going to see the same thing kind of play out there? Are we going to see, you know, are we going to see? And Rick Santorum, by the way, didn't do what you would call a victory speech. He didn't declare victory anyway. He was very excited, and he talked excitedly about what had happened, but he didn't do that because it's still a little bit too close to call. He thanked his family and God and Iowa supporters and all that stuff and, you know, the long road and everything that happened, and talked about what kind of a country we were going to be. And he, I think, positions himself, because that's the other thing, is what are the candidates, because they're all running for that same spot, what are they positioning themselves as? And it looks like Rick Santorum is the guy who really appeals to definitely very conservative value type people, and blue-collarish type folks too. So those Pennsylvania roots are serving him anyway this time. But this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. So Wednesday, I meant Wednesday, by the way, Wednesday morning, will he do a speech saying, oh, yeah, you know, we won, blah, 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 blah. Ron Paul takes, I think, something out of this, certainly that there were people that were younger that wanted Ron Paul, although there are questions about Ron Paul's age. And at 76, you know, Ron Paul, how old do you want your president to be? I think the key thing is, though, really, what do you want in a president? We go back to that same question. We can look at the polls and we can watch what's happening here, but you have to ask yourself as an American, I don't care who it is that you're voting for. First of all, everyone should vote, because to be in another country and see what happens, unbelievable things happen to people that try to vote, with the stuffing the ballot boxes in Mexico for the PRI or the PAN party. It's I've seen it firsthand, and you have a whole different view on voting once you see crazy things happening in other places where they don't have that freedom. So no matter what way you vote, whether people tell you it matters or not, you should absolutely go out and vote, because it does matter. It matters. I call it the kvetching factor. If you want to call talk shows and kvetch, you have to at least have voted, meaning you got out of your chair or you left work when you were dog tired and you went and you stood in line for 10 minutes. The last time I went to vote, it was probably, I want to say it was 15 minutes from my house, and I did have to wait in the line, and I was happy to wait in that line. No big deal, as all of you know, when you get in there and you know what you're doing and who you're voting for or whatever, and you just fill it out and that's it. You just punch it, because mine was one of the touch screen things, and it was that easy. It probably took all of 20 minutes, and there was a line. So shame on anyone who doesn't do that. Now the question becomes, is like I said, when we get into this, what do you want in a president? You know, what is it you're looking for that you think we need in America? We need less debt, don't we? How about somebody who knows how to balance a budget, or at least really put the pressure on Congress, since it's in their wheelhouse, to get that done, to get close at least. Oh, get close instead of being so far apart. Officially, 2011, closed with, remember this number, $15.22 trillion in debt. Officially at 100.3% of the debt slash the GDP, you know, versus GDP. Incredible. Just incredible. But now I'm just so, I'm so used to the carnage and the ugly numbers that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. It does, but it does, it's all Greek to me because it's all awful. Where we look at the U.S. debt to the GDP is over 100%, or like I said, 100.3%. That's crazy. And of course, nobody wants to pump that out there because they know it's so negative when we're looking at this number and we're just, where's the relief of this? It's insanity that it just, they just continue to rack this up and don't seem to be concerned with where we're headed. I mean, you know, where are we headed with all of this? And the answer is not in the right direction. So we've got this growth rate, and but we're spending out of control. Spending. So 4 more years, what do you think the debt is? What do you think the debt's going to be then? Are we going to double? I guess what it would be 9 more years and we double that? Oh, man. Then it's time to figure out what the currency is really going to be. Because the monopoly money that we've talked about truly will be monopoly money. It really, really will be. All right, speaking of monopoly money, I feel compelled to end with this because it's such a shocker. Normally I do a segment called We Can Count, and it's about money. Well, this was just absolutely insane, the amount of money that you'll have to have for a 30-second, a company would have to have for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl. Crazy. $4 million. And NBC sold it out because the audience is there. So the average is $3.5 million, $4 million for 30 seconds. That is just to be at that buffet, the amount of money you have to have. It's like, you know what, we should get these guys, these ad execs, to figure out a way that we could flop off some of the debt by charging money for spots somehow. There's got to be a way to work this. Some kind of budgetary process, make it sexy, have dancers, singers, I don't know. Do American Idol raising money to try to lop off some of that deficit. But that's crazy. When you think 111 million people watched the game last time around on Fox, they can charge that amount of money. I mean, that's a double-digit jump for the game that'll be played out in Indianapolis. $4 million is what one sponsor paid for a spot. Wow. Is it worth it? Can they get that return on investment? I'd be a little bit worried about that, wouldn't you?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.